If you love Italian food, perhaps you dream of a trip to Tuscany in Italy to savor the true tastes of that country. But if you're looking for a great experience closer to home, you might not expect to find it in one small, rural Kansas town. The story of how a world-class restaurant wound up here is quite interesting, and it's next on The American Countryside. It's true, I do travel the countryside for each of the interviews you hear on this show, but I'm also a farmer in Northwest Missouri, and I enjoy sharing stories from agriculture as well. That's why I created the Farming the Countryside show, where I interview guests with information important in farm and ranch country. You can hear us on many local radio stations. Just look for our station list on the Farming the Countryside page on Facebook or catch it as a podcast on the AgriTalk app or your favorite podcast platform. Listen to Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot BioProven, as we share information those in agriculture need to know.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of Antique Iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Nancy Motola grew up in Mulvane, Kansas, but traveled the U.S. and the world in her years following school. While in Italy, she met Luciano. The two married and eventually decided to come back to the U.S., but the place they would settle was very much up to Luciano, and she wanted him to feel comfortable in a new country.
So he said, if we're going to have a family, I want to do it in a place where I feel like a part of the community or where I feel like there's a potential to be a part of the community. And so he said, let's go to Mulvane.
The couple established a restaurant in 2005 in the small town. Today, Luciano's is a classy Italian restaurant that draws folks from miles away for its fine dining. And while that is quite remarkable, there was a much bigger story.
We opened in Mulvane because I cared about this main street, and I wanted to play my part.
The town established a land bank, and Nancy was an important part of convincing some property owners to sell their eroding buildings to that entity so the structures might be acquired by those who wanted to revitalize the storefronts and open a business. Business owners made it a goal to assist one another, knowing it would help grow the overall economic pie, and they developed events that would bring people to the small town downtown.
So we created events specifically in locations so that we would drive foot traffic in front of these businesses.
What's taken place in Mulvane is a good example for other small towns. If you want to hear the full story, go to farmingthecountryside.com, where you'll find one of our latest full-length shows with Nancy talking about the specifics behind what they did. Traveling the Countryside in Mulvane, Kansas, I'm Andrew McCray.